Welcome to the Literary Escape Podcast, the only podcast that serves both readers and authors of historical Christian romance. We read, discuss, review, and rate books in this unique romance subgenre, and sprinkle in a few contemporary Christian suspense books. Authors, we bring you inside tips and tricks from those who have gone before you. Then we bring both readers and authors together for fun-filled live Q&As. Literary Escape is the one-stop shop for both readers and authors to connect, learn, and grow together. Let's dive into this adventurous episode. Welcome back to episode 2 of the Hope of Cheyenne series. Before we dig into Designed with Love, I have a reading question for you. Would you rather be stuck in a corset for an entire novel or, I love this.
I love Jessica's
or
face.
Or have to, I know.
It's like she didn't read the question.
Jessica, did the question catch you off guard? Did you not read it ahead of time?
No, I forgot to print them off.
Okay.
I told you about it and I forgot to print them off.
Okay, so here are your options. Your face is priceless.
It was great.
We're going to make sure we capture that face
when
I read it the first time.
Okay.
So our readers can see it. Our listeners can see it. Are you ready? Okay. Would you rather be stuck in a corset for an entire novel or have to endure the fashion choices of early 2000s contemporary Christian romance?
Oh, definitely the contemporary fashion 2000 thing.
I wrote that too because I remember at the wedding that thing. Could I to get that off? That's what I wrote down. I was like, yeah, no corset for me. I like my loose clothes.
We literally almost had to cut her out of her corset at her wedding.
Yeah.
I mean, it was
a little tight.
You and I and
it just was
were
stuck.
Both your sisters in there too. We're like in the bathroom trying to get
that thing off.
She's
it's like the poover thing underneath and it's like stuck up under my dress.
She came up to me and she's like, I've got to get out of this.
Couldn't
and I was
breathe.
Like, okay, we can do it. Then I'm like, I have to go get reinforcements.
Yeah.
I
like to breathe too much.
You know, when you think about why they wore corsets back then, mm-hmm. was to have this really teeny tiny waist.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how they did anything.
Yeah.
Like how
well, they had people do everything for them.
Yeah.
I don't know. I feel like, and you guys are going to think I'm nuts. I think I'd choose the corset.
Okay, you're going
to
have to do this now.
The corsets that I've wore have not been terrible. The two that I've worn in the past were not terrible. I wore one at my wedding mm-hmm. as well. I thought it was comfortable. And I wore one, I can't remember where else, I had a different one that I wore. And this is why, I just remember the 2000s. I guess the fashion wasn't terrible. I mean, we were like high school then.
Mm-hmm. It's coming back. I've seen it in the
it
store.
It is coming back. But I don't know that I can pull off hip huggers anymore, for one. Remember those pants? But also the 2000s got a little skimpy. And so I'm like, oh.
Oh, well, I didn't wear any of that. But I mean, I would so undo that. Not, I can't do it.
I was thinking jeans and cozy sweaters for
yeah,
Christian
I mean,
romance.
Yeah, so. I was not thinking hip huggers
oh,
and
skimpy. Oh, contemporary Christian
yeah,
romance. Yeah, you're right. It's probably way more.
I'm like. Yeah, I will do jeans and a sweater any day.
Okay, if it's the Christian wardrobe, okay.
Yeah.
I will
yeah.
take it.
Yeah.
If
yeah.
it's not, then
I wasn't
I'm gonna
thinking.
Go to the corset.
Okay. I wasn't thinking what you were thinking.
I admire modesty over comfort right now.
I like looking back at the old yearbooks. Like I think this was in the early 90s when I think they used like a whole can of hairspray. Like
oh,
their
80s. Oh,
80s
yeah.
And like their.
Yeah, but I can remember looking at those and I thought everyone looked so old in their senior pictures.
Mm-hmm.
Then we got there and did our senior pictures and I was like, we look young.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. We still look young.
Try. I don't know. I'm hoping age doesn't catch up to me very soon. So I do have to tell you. I did get a new gown. I showed you that gown this morning for an event that we're going to in May, and I thought it was a complete skirt. Like, it is a complete skirt, but I thought it was all sewn together, and come to find out, it's
just like wrapped like this, but sewn wrapped. Does that make sense?
At the yeah. Like,
so there's a split in the skirt that goes clear up to my waist.
But,
and I purposely avoided all the dresses with slits because I don't want it. So I'm going to have to get that taken care of before we go and probably wear some leggings underneath or something. I am super pissed.
Do you think, though? I mean, it's pretty, it's not like a,
well,
it's
here's
not
the
like
thing.
A,
you have to ride a ferry out to the island to get to the event. So I'm very worried about a gust of wind could blow it wide open.
I was thinking, it's not like an Angelina Jolie split.
Yeah,
it's like you're gonna be able to walk. Right?
This is very true.
And
very
I thought she was showing me the dress. I'm like, no, it's not. You got a whole skirt here, and it was the back of the dress.
I was like, you're pulling the back of the dress forward.
Oh my goodness! But I mean, yeah, you need to because hello, it's you, Melissa.
Something's
going, and you're not going to be wearing heels, are you?
No, I'm wearing flats.
Okay, good. Because you in heels.
Because it's like a 5-6 hour event. I can't handle heels for that long.
You, and if you could wear them, you would trip. You would fall.
Oh, yeah.
You would.
I know.
Yeah.
It would not be
graceful.
I know. Derek would be like, don't mind my wife. I promise she hasn't been drinking. She just can't walk in heels. So we're going to go flats.
Are you staying in a hotel?
Yes.
Okay. Well, be careful of those mattresses.
I know. Okay. It will not hurt my arm this time. I flung out of one of our beds at a hotel because we don't have a spring mattress. We have a foam mattress. So you know how sometimes you like kind of bounce your way out of the bed? I literally bounced and it flung me into the wall and I hit my elbow on the corner of the wall. It was bad. I couldn't use my arm for a little bit. And for several days, I had to have help with my hair because it hurt to even, like, come up and do it. You know?
It was like some robotics.
Did you, like, tear? Even to, like, get the fork to my mouth, I was like,
You probably ripped something or tore something.
It was in the, like, right here on the elbow hit the corner. It was literally the corner of the wall. Derek heard the big thunk and he was like, I went straight to the bathroom and sat on the toilet because I almost passed out because it
hurt
so
bad.
And he's at the door. He's like, what was that? Are you okay? And I was like, I need a minute.
She's telling us this over the phone and I'm like, I would love if you went to the hospital doctor. And then they had to code that. What happened?
Yeah. How do you
bounced off the bed?
They'd probably be like, I think you're lying.
I want to know how springy this mattress was.
Right? I mean, I don't know. Derek, did you think it was very springy?
But he didn't seem to have any issues.
Yeah, well, he doesn't bounce his way off the bed either. I was like flailing. Flailing in the air, and I thought, I saw the wall coming at me, and I'm like, so, you know, you try to protect yourself and end up hurting my elbow.
Oh, my.
All right. We're off topic here.
Only Melissa.
I know. It's, you know what?
You've been like this your whole life.
It's what makes life interesting.
Derek needs to carry a camera around you all the time.
I know. He needs a body cam on so he can capture all these crazy moments. So
you probably would have won him a lot of money on America's Funniest.
I was like, oh, man. This is embarrassing. All right. So let's jump into Designed with Love by Tracy Peterson. Love weaves together two determined hearts through even the most unexpected paths. After being widowed on her wedding day, Emma Johnson moves to Cheyenne with her sister-in-law to start over. Emma's life has been marked by wild living and a desire for fun, but the death of her husband forces her to reconsider her priorities. Her brother-in-law, Colton Benton, travels with them, intending to help Emma get established, but she becomes wary of Colton's intentions, wondering if he is genuinely interested in her or merely after his brother's inheritance, which is now hers. Colton has harbored feelings for Emma since they first met, and he is caught between his love for her and the pressure from his brothers to marry her for the family's financial benefit. As they settle into Cheyenne, Colton tries to balance his business dealings with the Union Pacific
and his growing affection for Emma. With his sister's simple yet profound faith in God as inspiration amidst their struggles, Emma and Colton will be challenged to believe that a divine plan is intricately woven into their lives. I liked it even better than book one,
mm-hmm.
personally. I don't know how you guys feel.
The opening scene was very, probably the most shocking we've had.
To be honest, I hadn't started reading them at all. And you sent that text out. I literally stopped what I was reading just to start this series. And now I think book one had more of a shocking scene than book two.
Really?
Because I think that scene is...
I think book one was a little more like... Well, I think they all did.
Yeah, they all started with a bang.
But I think book three was a
definite bang.
Yeah.
I was like, but my gosh, what just happened?
I'm like, I better start reading these books. They sound good. And then I couldn't put them down.
Yeah.
But, yeah, literally, it starts with a bang.
Yeah, Tiff got to the series first and was texting everybody. Oh, my word, these are crazy.
Did you ask Tracy Peterson about that?
I did. Because I was like, to listen to the interview. And,
what kind of book series are we reading, guys? Yes. I thought we were getting away from those suspenseful ones again. But I was like, oh, they threw me for a loop again.
They did.
Yeah.
I liked it. I liked those attention grabbing. But you know what? It reminded me of this one. Reminded me of like, it's kind of like when you said in my books, I ruin weddings. I get everybody thinking it's like happy and bam.
Bam. Something.
But I always end with a happy wedding.
Yes, I like that.
So, which she does too. So, yeah, I thought that was like.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. That was crazy. Mm-hmm. That was crazy. She has some pretty big character arcs in here with her main characters. So Emma and Colton, they change a lot from the beginning of the story to the end. Did you have any thoughts on their journeys from beginning to end?
Emma had wow, because she just went from one extreme, I felt, to the next.
Mm-hmm.
One just flipped a coin. And I think sometimes a traumatic event like that can do that to a person and make you realize how important life is and to stop being that. Because she was like a carefree, doesn't matter, do what we want kind of person.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
And then she was a lot more cautious and a lot more God-driven. And I liked her change.
Yeah. Because at the beginning, she's like, I don't really want to be a Christian anymore. It's not fun.
Yeah, I did not.
And she didn't, like, her and... What was the guy's name that she was marrying? I can't remember his name. Colton's brother.
Let me look here. What was his name? That's terrible.
Can't remember what his name was.
I had it until you said that, and then it went away.
Oh, it's going to take me a minute to find it. Tommy.
I mean, they were getting married, but it wasn't like...
They were only getting married because they just wanted to have fun and knew couldn't do that. Unless the things they wanted to do was not accepted by society if they weren't married. So that's they just wanted to get married and be able to party. But she did hold to that one... teaching from her family of like there's no sex before marriage, which is another reason why Tommy was like, well, then I'll have to marry you, because that's what he wanted.
Right
But let's just be honest.
Right.
So I found that interesting. And then Colton, I mean, being the oldest, and his dad was such like, I don't want to say a tyrant, but not a very loving dad, and very much like, it's all about the money, you make money, that period. So then Colton was that way, so he kind of had this like, I don't know. He kind of seemed just really cold at first.
Mm-hmm.
And then he grew to be warm.
To see how their mom was with them.
Yeah.
And the dad, you know, so.
The mom was very loving, but she had a faith in God. Yeah. Whereas their dad's God was money, basically, is what it was. And they were rich, and that's the whole thing. You need to keep up appearances, and you need to keep making money. And so that's what Colton did, because he was the oldest.
Mm-hmm.
But I think what I loved the most is that, like,
he was immediately drawn to Emma the first time he met her when Tommy brought her to the family, but he wouldn't do anything about it because she was with his brother. But then I think that also put him in a weird spot later in the story. But I also like that how he was, well, actually Tommy was the best to their little sister and then Colton after that. The other two brothers,
I did not like those two
brothers.
Were
so mean to their sister.
And they didn't like Tommy, I don't think either, really.
No, they didn't.
They thought
he was an idiot who was just like a playboy that ran around and had fun because, hey, they have money, so what the heck? I don't really need to be serious. Like, he wasn't serious. But come to find out, he actually was pretty...
He was the wealthiest.
Yeah. He was really savvy.
Mm-hmm. So what did you then think about Rosie? Because Rosie's their sister, and she's a little slow because she was actually born dead. She had the cord wrapped around her neck, but then she came back to life.
Mm-hmm.
What did you think about her, like her character and her story? She gets her own little love story.
I think she's so sweet and innocent.
Mm-hmm.
And I love how, well, Tommy and Emma just took care of her, like did stuff, included her.
Mm-hmm.
Like even when they were getting married, she was going to go live with them. Like none of them could have been, because the dad was like, I can't remember if the mom was, but the dad was like, you can't take her out in public.
Yeah.
I don't think she even learned anything.
Yeah, nothing. And just hide her away in the house.
Mm-hmm.
But she was a lot smarter and knew a lot more than what they,
Like today, her character read to me, she reads more like someone who might have a learning disability, but for them back then, they just thought like she came across dumb. So then the family's like, we don't want people to think badly of our family.
She's going to embarrass us. Yeah. So she can't be seen with us.
Because she doesn't have a filter. She just tells you, but she's sweet though. What she just blurts out is just honest truth.
Yeah.
But they were worried that she would be embarrassing and they said she couldn't learn anything but she learned a lot.
Did the mom secretly teach her at home?
Was it the mom or the aunt?
I think it was the aunt.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Some things she did.
Yeah.
I loved it, and I loved her love story because I thought it was the sweetest thing ever.
I was worried at first.
Were you?
It seemed like take advantage of her, but it ended up well.
Yeah. Because it's the sheriff's son. When they move back to Cheyenne, it's the sheriff's son that falls in love with Rosie.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I thought it was so sweet. I liked it. I liked Rosie, though. I like her honesty. And she stays with us in the next book in the series, too, a little bit. She comes in. What did you think about Colton's attraction to Emma? I guess we talked about that a little bit, but, like, as you were reading through, what did you think of that?
I felt bad because he was trying to, like, give Emma her space and to kind of let her deal with what happened, but, like...
But he's already in love with her, has been in love with her, but she's not been aware of that this whole time.
Yeah.
This is new to her. So, like, he wants to rush in and he wants to
marry
be married. And, like, he's all ready. And, he has to.
And then the brothers come up with the idea to marry her for money.
Yes.
So it's kind of like a very complicated love. Where Emma thought that Colton just hated her because he never talked. He never did anything.
He avoided her all the time, but that's because he had feelings for her, but she was his brother's.
Yeah.
So he was trying not to. Yeah. I thought his brothers were like so desperate for the money. Did you wonder why they were so desperate? Like, I really thought it was going to come out that they overextended themselves in that investment thing that they were doing. And that's why they were pressuring him, like, you have to marry her because you've got to get Tommy's money and then we need that money. So I was waiting for there to be something on that, but there was really nothing that came about.
I just think they were greedy.
I agree.
I didn't even think about that. I just, the way it was reading, I thought, I bet they're like
gonna be like one of the other books we've read.
Yeah.
kind of in the hole.
In the hole, and that's why they need his inheritance and whatnot. So I loved Rosie's protection of Emma, though, when she was like, don't touch her. Mm-hmm. No, you can't like her, because I know that our brothers want you to marry her for the money. Mm-hmm. And, of course, that causes problems. Mm-hmm. But they, you know, work it out. But I love Rosie's. Yeah. She don't care about her brothers because they never cared about her.
Yeah.
She was all about keeping Emma safe. So what did you think about how it ended?
I loved it. And I love the double happy.
Yeah, another double wedding, right?
Yeah.
Another double wedding. That is a theme in this series for sure. Mm-hmm. Did you like how they were all just going to travel to different parts of the world together then for a little bit?
Yeah.
And how they set Rosie and Rob up. His name was Rob, right? Mm-hmm. Robbie? Yeah. Mm-hmm. Because really, I loved that about Emma. She's like, what, 5 minutes she was Tommy's wife in the end? But Tommy had already left everything to her prior to that. And like, nobody had ever left their sister. Their parents didn't leave her anything. And she knew her brothers weren't going to leave her anything. So she literally handed over a huge chunk of that and said, really, this belongs to you, Rosie, because you're actually blood.
Mm-hmm.
And it didn't matter because she was marrying Colton anyways. So like, she was already going to have a lot of money because of her husband.
I think she gave her like the railroad or whatever that.
The sale of the railroad.
Or whatever that was. And she kept the other.
A part of me was like, I'm sad that you're selling off the company that your dad built from the ground up that made you so rich. But at the same time, it was probably a pretty savvy business deal.
When you start reading about him, because I was like, oh, don't sell it.
Mm-hmm.
But I think they would have gotten bought out.
It sounded
eventually.
Like the maintenance and the ability to keep up was starting to outweigh the profit that they were getting, so it was better off to sell off to the Union Pacific than to keep it. But that's just smart business. So there's a lot of people that start a business up and then sell it and then move in to start another one. And yeah, so it kind of sounds like that's what they were doing. All right, what would you give the mystery level in this book?
Espresso.
Yeah, I agree, there's not really a mystery to it. How about the suspense?
Espresso.
I agree.
Yeah, there's not a lot of suspense. The beginning is intense. And by the way, that other lady, I don't want to say too much about her, but I was going to ask you guys, like, how did you feel for her?
Oh, I felt bad.
Sad.
It's sad, actually.
So sad.
It's pretty sad.
Like, sad, like, what she did. And then what happened afterwards and like
that this, like, she felt spiraling out of
like
control.
She felt that was the only thing she could do.
Yeah.
And then it made me mad at Tommy.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you don't end up liking him too much, do you?
No.
He kind of comes in and out of your favor, I guess you could say. Like, oh, I don't like him. Oh, I kind of like him now. Mm-hmm. Nah, I don't really like him.
Yeah.
He's kind of in and out. What about the inspiration level?
A latte.
Latte.
Okay. Drama level.
A latte.
Yeah, there's a latte. I agree. Romance level.
Mocha.
Espresso.
Yeah.
Espresso
to mocha, I would say.
You could say mocha. It's fine.
Yeah, I mean,
there's a double romance going in this one, too. So, yeah, you could say both. Again, you're going to walk away just feeling renewed. I loved it. She has a lot of good faith in there. What is your overall lasso rating of Designed with Love?
3 lassos.
I would give it 3 as well. All right. Next week, we are moving into the final book, A Moment to Love. Thanks for tuning in. I hope you enjoyed this episode. If so, please consider sharing our podcast. Every share helps us reach more readers and authors like you. Until next time, happy and blessed reading and writing.